Hi, this is a dictation for Devonte Simpson, D-E-V-O-N-T-E, Simpson, S-I-M-P-S-O-N. Date of birth, 9/20/1994. Date of accident is 6/3/2025. Patient reports of following chief complaints. He has a hematoma of the left scalp near the left earlobe, almost an inch and a half, non-tender. The patient reports of no pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back. However, he has a spasm in the upper part of the trapezius muscle area with trigger points. Headaches are reported. Pain in the chest is reported in the lower part of bilateral chest. No pain in the hip. No pain in the knees, no pain in the foot is reported. No pain in the shoulder, elbow, or hands are reported. Patient reports that all of these symptoms are reported to the place to be occurring as a result of accident. And he was involved in this accident on 6/1/2025 at an unknown time as a front seat passenger. He was traveling with a friend called Byron. He doesn't have the details of the car he was traveling, time or speed of their car, or the details of the accident. He doesn't remember where the accident happened. He was sleeping at the time of accident. He hit his head into the door, and he cannot remember everything. He reports that he was wearing seat belts. Airbags were deployed. There was no loss of consciousness, no hit and run accident. Police came to the scene, ambulance came to the scene. There was no bleeding, laceration, fracture, dislocations. He reports he has been advised to send the pictures of the car, his car and the other car, police report, and ask his friend to provide more details to the accident. History of present illness. Patient is reporting of headaches which are 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. And they are mostly on the left temple. They're usually mild to moderate, and they are infrequent, not sensitive to the noise or light, and they're associated with seizures. Symptoms of the TBI patient is complaining of seizures that happened from the day of accident, according to him. However, he did go to the Sinagres Hospital. No X-rays, no EEG, no CT scan have been ordered. And we'll be looking forward to do the EEG. The patient denies all the symptoms of TBI, which include dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear. Patient denies any focus problem, balance problem, confusion, disorientation. Patient denies any blood vision, sparks in the vision, loss of vision field. He denies any taste problem, smell problem, PMJ problem. In addition, patient reports no weakness, lightheadedness, no numbness or tingling, no incontinence of the urine bowel, no major problem in walking, no anxiety, depression, panic, no sudden anesthesia, and no sleep disturbance. He reports of some numbness and tingling of the forearm at the time of accident, but it has now disappeared. No muscle weakness, no bladder bowel incontinence. No treatment has been afforded to the patient so far. Please review the records for the system review, surgical history, allergies, family history, personal history, employment, legal history. Most likely, the patient will have Russo as a lawyer. physical examination. Oh, please review the diagnosis page as well as the ADX. Patient is a 30-year-old African-American male of a good building condition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious, no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonic. Hydration is well, breath and hygiene is normal, no overt anxiety or pain faces are observed. The patient is able to walk reasonably well without any major antalgic gait or any other issue. He is able to walk without using any adaptive devices. Rest of the exam comes from the temperate chest examination. There is a mild tenderness of both the lower part of the chest. No fractured ribs are observed. Breath sounds are normal. No crepitus. No wheezing. Chest expansion is completely normal. Please use a template for doing rest of the exam, including a completely normal neurological and musculature examination. In this musculoskeletal examination is completely normal. Please use the template. He used the inspection palpation. All the range of motion of the cervical spine are normal, which is forward flexion is 50, extension 60, side flexion 25, and bilateral rotation 80. Lumbar spine, range of motions are completely normal with forward flexion 50, extension is 20, side flexion 20, and bilateral rotation is 25. All the maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are completely normal. Please type that. Extremities examination. All the extremities are found to be completely normal. There is no pain reported in either shoulder, elbow, or hand or wrist. No tinnitus and sullen sign is found positive. Similarly, in the lower extremities, both the hips, knees, and feet and ankle are completely normal. No findings. Plan of care is from the template treatment plan. The patient is provided a physical therapy for cervical and thoracic region and a possibility of seizure and TBI. Traction massage is ordered. He is going to be working around light duty, 7 hours, 5 days, 10 pounds. Medications are provided, naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory healing, Flexeril 10 mg 3 times a day for muscle relaxation, Elevel 50 mg at night for sleep. MRI of the brain with neurocont and SWI is ordered to identify the issues with the brain trauma. An MRI of the cervical spine, thoracic spine is ordered to identify the damage to the spine. Patient is provided with a tense unit to help with the pain areas to be helped. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Gym, yes. Psychiatry, yes. The surgical consultation or referral to any attendant care is not warranted. Caseworker not warranted. Education is yes. And no investigation is being ordered other than the MRIs that are being reviewed here. The MRI for the brain, cervical spine, thoracic spine. No procedures are being recommended. The patient will be seen in 15 days' time. Thank you.